All that crude gushing in the Gulf of Mexico has an odd parallel for us here in the Boston area today. Over the weekend, millions of gallons of water gushed out of a broken pipe and threw the region into a water emergency. 2 days later, more than 2 million people are still under a boil water order. No drinking from the tap until they're certain the problem is fixed, which officials say could still be a couple more days. The problem has caused something of a panic here. Local news reports are full of people waiting in line for hours to buy bottled water and then fighting over it once they get into stores. What's been missing is some global perspective. Sure, it is a pain to have to boil water for a minute before drinking it or to tromp off to the store to buy bottles, but it's a situation that nearly a billion people around the world cope with every day. Compared to places like West Africa's Sahel, where boiling and filtering water is often preceded by a half-day hike just to get it, our water emergency is a minor and passing inconvenience. It'll be over in a couple of days. And even today, we all came to work and there were bottles of fresh, clean water awaiting all employees. We didn't even have to walk across the street to the store.